Knock off early with the Rush Hour from 3, right before Kennedy Malloy from 4 on 104.7 Triple M.
Happy Friday, Adelaide. Great to have your company. Jazz and I are here for the next 2 hours, and let's get the great man in, because if there is a cult figure from Retro Ram, which has been celebrated right throughout the sample, it is the one and only Andrew Newton Jarman, before he was known as Juice, the Black Rhino, the Gift, and all those other bits and pieces. This is where he's just starting to make a name for himself on the big stage. Welcome, Juice.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Hello, Mount Gambier. Great to be here on a Friday. Can't wait for a Retro Ran in the Sandful. The front page of the paper says it all, Lou. Chrissy Hall's wearing a Woodville jumper.
The Warriors.
Haven't seen one of those for years.
Crazy stuff. I mean, it's such a good era. And again, let's get some past players on to talk about it. And even let's talk about the Bay Disco, which is back as well.
Yeah,
let's
after
talk
your game.
What about Sam? Sam's at Norwood.
Sam's Disco.
I heard so much about that when I arrived in town.
Did Johnny Wynn and McIntosh ran that with Aishi?
Oh, gee, tell you what. Let's just go way back. Get the time machine out today, I reckon.
Okay, Lulu.
So if we can't get a few clips from the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah, nice.
I think I might even have one right now, Murph. You got one over there for me?
Sure have.
Now McGuinness, the game running very late. Here it is.
Oh, get off the horn.
There you go. 57-point building against
Studley,
our Blacks. Studley,
first year back at the base.
Yep.
The ultimate glory.
Stephen Kernahan kicked 7-goal-3 against us that day. They were terrific. It was a terrific Glenelg side. Their first flag since 1973, Lulu.
You were reading out some of the names in that team to me earlier. And it was a who's who of football.
It was a terrific.
Was crazy.
Rossi Gibbs, Chris McDermott, Tony McGuinness. You've got Stephen Kernahan, the great Peter Carey. You could go on and on and on.
Outstanding stuff. And what a golden era, the 70s and the 80s for the Sandful. I mean, and as we've already said on several occasions on this program, so many guys getting brown paper bags and cars yet not going to Victoria. I mean, you really did a number on the Vicks, didn't you? Did you get together, you guys, and just say, let's just take their money, their cars, and everything else we can get, and say, we're coming, but just don't turn up?
We used to laugh.
It used to happen all the time.
I know, we did.
I read it as a kid. I'd go, oh, they're chasing such. Oh, this is going to be great. Can't wait to see him playing in the VFL.
Peter Motley had a car yard.
Yeah, and then someone would say it, and the one I remember the most, everyone was getting the SS Brock Commodores. Because they were red hot. They were worth about 30K back then. And just brown paper bag talk everywhere.
Oh, great days.
Lunch money.
Jeez, it was good fun. The duffel coats.
Oh,
come on.
Of course, you would have had Baz.
I did have Barry
Robham. Who'd Fudd have?
He had Russell Ebert.
I'm surprised you didn't go retro today and put yourself on your back. We've got a big show for you today. Nick Riewoldt's going to join us. Of course, Triple M's very own Nick Riewoldt. And we'll get to talk to him about what has happened up in Brisbane, where Nick Robertson has actually called the opposition soft, thrown a massive grenade.
Loved it.
I'll be intrigued to see what Rui thinks about that. We've got Under the Spotlight. We're going to catch up with Goalzilla from a bit of country footy.
Nobsy.
Three in a row. Back to back. Centuries.
Yeah.
I mean, how easy is it?
17 goals, 11 he kicked last week. Big Nabesy, big knob.
Bit of a quiet day.
What was he called? What was the nickname he gave us?
Probably roll with it when you know it.
The Ox.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's right. There's a segment called Apologies, which I think Jars might be starring in today as well. Strap yourselves in. It's a loose Friday. You haven't asked me about date night?
No, not yet.
Well, I'm telling you, it's already been.
What? You're back!
Hey, early hours.
It's the Rush Hour at Triple M. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy coming up at 4. It's the Rush Hour right now with Charles and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
The teams are in Jars for round 22, and it doesn't get any bigger for Port Adelaide. MCG Collingwood, must win game of football to keep their final aspirations alive. Collingwood, no change. Trev Varko playing game number 200. And for Port Adelaide, well, they've named Ryder with that hip, Pollock with a hamstring, and Houston with that neck.
Yep.
No Sam Pepper recall.
No.
Didn't play, of course, last week. Maggies didn't have a game. And no Billy Frampton. No. So resisted the temptation to put an underdone kid in again.
Okay.
And out along with Charlie Dixon is Tommy Cleary, who's got a hot spot in his foot. Bone stress. So
no, miss him.
Not great at all there.
And so, Yayo's back in.
Yeah. Omshi.
Jackie Omsch.
And Riley Bonner comes back as well for that do or die clash. We'll talk to Nick Riewoldt in about 20 minutes' time about whether he fancies Port Adelaide or not. Triple M's very own. And Adelaide's team, well, that'll get finalised around about 4:30, so yeah, we'll close the deal for you there. But they've brought in Riley Knight, Jake Kelly, the Seed,
yeah,
Elliot Himmelberg, the blimp, and Mitch McGovern. Out's Tex, and that's got to get trimmed. But
trimmed.
Can't see them playing Mitch McGovern and Elliot Himmelberg all in the same side.
I'm led to believe Seeds will come in.
Yeah.
He trained well today in the main group. Riley Knight trained, but didn't train in the main group. But that doesn't mean he's not going to play. But
it means absolutely nothing.
But Mitch McGovern's the big one, Lou.
Yeah, and the fact that we've given that much airtime to a team that's not going to make the finals as well.
That's a good call.
It's retro round. All right. I'll tell you what is exciting,
Come on, Luke.
And I didn't think I'd say this. Q clash. Not many of us get up and about when Gold Coast take on the Brisbane Lions. But after somebody says something, I think Saturday night on the Gold Coast at Metricon is going to be this. Sing it, Elton.
Yeah. Go, Elton.
Sun's at home. Metricon's going to be rocking
because
Nick Robertson,
this young
Robertson,
man,
on a bit of Macquarie Radio,
okay,
a breath of fresh air, or as we like to call it in the industry, boffer.
Yeah, yeah.
He's come on the radio and said this. This is great.
I think we both can't stand each other, and
that's what I wanted to hear.
Yep. Now looking forward to get stuck into him on the weekend, and to all the other boys. So. Yeah, I reckon they're soft, to be completely honest, so I'm looking forward to getting into them.
A club has to allocate us one player per week to come out with a grenade.
Yeah.
Give us something.
You need to be, like I said.
Sign off on it.
You've got to become the Don King of your football
Every club needs
and
one.
And promote.
Yeah, I like this.
All right. And so whoever's doing that game, whether it be Fox or Seven, get your narrative, your storyline around that.
Right.
So show some of the big hits that have taken place in Q Clash before. Show Stephen May running through a few blokes.
Knocking a few out.
Yeah, you know, the first 5 minutes, it's going to be all happening. All eyes are
Brilliant.
On Q Clash Saturday night.
But you're with me, though?
I'm hearing
Who would represent the Adelaide Crows then, or Port Adelaide?
The Adelaide
to
Crows.
To mouth off.
Right.
Give me a name. Like, would it be Rory? No, it wouldn't be Rory.
No, God, no.
Not Eddie.
Can't even slag off his own teammate, Sloaney, when we ask him on here.
Could it be Little Lady?
No,
saying something about Port Adelaide before the game.
It's too short. No one takes him seriously.
It's Tex.
Tex could. The way he clips Kane Corns shows you that he's got it in him.
Could it be Robbie Gray from Port Adelaide slapping?
Rob's awfully quiet.
Yeah, I'm trying to throw a name there.
You need a mouth. I mean, who's Jarman-esque down there?
Good call.
See, look, if I look through the squad right now, and sorry to bore everyone playing along at home, Josh Jenkins could. He likes to talk a bit of smack.
There you go.
JJ.
Yeah, I like it.
He can
talk smack.
He can talk a bit of smack. I think Tom Lynch in the right environment, if he were to leave the red hair alone, he could talk a bit of smack.
A couple of little froffies.
All right.
Talk smack about another club before you're playing them. Love
I reckon the rat.
You need to do it.
The rat, because he likes to go with
the
hair.
No, Riley Knight.
Yeah.
Riley Knight likes a little bit of
and
biffo.
And for Port Adelaide,
who you got?
I mean, the one you want is probably, look, Tom Jonas could be that very straight
Tommy,
down the line.
Don't mind Tommy.
He could deliver on just threats and he could back it up.
Yeah.
Maybe the Hoff, because you'd be that surprised he spoke.
Yeah, good call.
You know?
Big Dicko, Charlie.
I reckon he's not playing. I tell you, he'd be great at it. And he's only new to the club, so he's not probably comfortable.
Yeah, who is it?
Tom Rockcliffe.
Oh, yeah.
He's a genius on the show. He's clipped us
there
around the year olds, left, right, and centre all season.
So Rocky's the one.
He would be my man.
Yeah.
Getting back to that big
that's
statement.
Yeah, sorry to take you.
No, it's okay. Look, I love it when you come up with new ideas because they're rare. It's great to have you involved. And it must be retro round or something.
I like this Nick
that's
Robertson.
Coming through. So
I
Nick
like
Robertson said that, called the opposition soft. Naturally, his coach, Chris Fagan, was asked about what he thought of him stirring up the bee's nest.
I think if he had his time over again, he'd take those words back. But they've popped out nevertheless, and obviously great motivation for the Gold Coast Suns, and something we need to prepare ourselves for now on the weekend.
I'll prepare.
Oh, come Fakes, let it go.
Fakes
should have just thrown one in there as well. Dewey should have just probably gone on some scales.
He just should have said, look, it'll be a battle of the heavyweights. Stewie, won't it? I'd start him on the bench. So when they went looking for him, he's just sitting there on the bench.
Just trying to find him.
Where is he?
Well done, Nick.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it now.
Yeah, I am too. Who else could talk smack from Port Adelaide?
I'm just trying to work it out. What are you doing with your hands, mate?
It's the Rush Hour, Charles and Louis, Triple M. We're going with Rewald or Revolt?
Revolt? No, it sounds like we're revolting. Is he not good or worse? We're rising up against
Nick Revolt.
Nick. So you went Revolt.
See, you know why? What's wrong? Who am I blame for all this stuff of changing of name when they finish their career? Mike Ricciuto or Mike Ricciuto.
What did Rudog do?
For 15 years it was Ricciuto. The moment he retired, it went to Ricciuto.
Ricciuto.
Rewalt, it's gone to Revolt. Yeah, it's Revolt. It's gone to Jarman.
Jarman.
What about Lewis?
Louis. It's just funny.
What about this bloke here?
No, not for me.
By the way, Nick's coming up in about 15 minutes from now, the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on Triple M.
Do you know how hard it is to do a U-turn out of Murphtown?
It's pretty hard.
Very hard.
We've got some mail on him too.
It is time for this.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time to say sorry. It's time for me to say
I'm sorry. You know what? We just got that wrong.
But again, I'm not going to apologise for us trying to get better.
And that was clearly a mistake. Is it too late now to say
sorry? Oh, no.
Can't get everything right. And when you're an elite program like
on
us.
Triple M.
Exactly. Just like that. Right. When you're an elite program like us, you like to live by the high standards. And when you don't meet them, it's a good opportunity to just come around the backside and just go, hey. Sorry. All right. So just a couple of things we need to back over this week and just get a little apology out for in no particular order. This happened early in the week.
Been a bloody wonderful club man, young Macca. And
David McKay, family relation, brethren from the Highlands. 5 minutes of bagpipes every time he comes on the show and you can't remember his name. You got anything to say?
I completely forgot his name.
Anything to say?
I apologise.
Oh, very nice. All right, next one, please, Murph.
Hello, is this thing on?
Don't know.
Are you on?
I'm not on air.
Yeah, I think you are.
Testing.
Are you there? You're sounding like you're on. Okay. We're getting thumbs up outside. How's your hearing? Are you all right?
Headphones weren't plugged in.
Right.
That's no outtake, family. That's live on air.
So I've got to apologise for that.
For those who didn't see that, because we don't have cameras in the studio.
Which we should have.
Jars' headphones weren't quite working. Then one of them fell out. Then he plugged it in. And then he nearly blew his eardrum because he turned the volume up so goddamn loud. Anything to say?
No, that's our technician's fault for that. That's an equipment fault.
Is it technician or technique?
I think it's both.
I think it's a little bit of both.
I apologise to the family.
This next one is a benchmark part of the show, the Automasters quiz with no name. I didn't realise our listeners had last names called Automasters. Who is lucky enough to be playing for $1,000 cash thanks to Automasters?
Shane Automasters from Andrew's Farm. G'day, Shane.
Near enough's good enough, isn't it? I mean, it's retro round. All right. Port Adelaide are taking on Collingwood. Port Adelaide are taking on Collingwood, and the Crows are taking on North Melbourne. But I'm not sure whether Jars knew this.
Play the big role.
I like it when a player puts his hands up.
Give
me a go. See what I can do.
That's very nice.
Who's North Melbourne's got a couple of good defenders, haven't they? Thompson and.
Tarrant.
Yeah. But that big gorillas down there, haven't
they? But they're playing Collingwood, so I don't know why you worry about that.
I'm thinking the Crows.
Yes.
I tell you what, you're sounding awfully laid back like Kyle Sanderlands at the moment.
Kyle Sanderlands? I'm not Kyle Sanderlands.
A bit of King Kyle.
Are you Jackie O?
After
date night.
If the suit fits.
Where's this segment come from? Because I didn't sign off on it in our meeting.
It is our apologies segment where we just get back over a few things from the meeting.
Have you got any to apologise?
At this point, no.
There's more.
What about you? More.
Let's just finish it off in style. Again, back to the quiz with no name. Thanks to Automasters, where the players often have the same surname as the quiz. Active listening, a key ingredient on this show. I just love how we celebrate when people are near enough is almost good enough. Have a listen to Jars get awfully excited when somebody gets 9 out of 10.
9. Correct.
Yeah. Oh.
9.
Well played. Oh.
9, mate. Oh. 9
bad
time.
Bad luck, Tone.
That's all right.
I'm glad.
The only one that...
I thought he got a bad
luck. You're very stiff, Tone. Very stiff. So we thought we'd keep it down to 5.
Oh, apologise, Tone.
So that is the apologies
done
for the
week.
That was
a few weeks ago, wasn't it?
No, that was this week.
Oh, was it? Sanguines don't remember what happened just now.
Exactly. All right. It'll be back next week. Trust me. I don't think it's going anywhere.
$1,000 up for grabs right now, thanks to Automasters.
Yeah, don't.
All right. Quiz with no name. If you want to win that money,
the boss?
Give us a call right now. 1-3-3-5-3.
Righto, Jazz, time to get one of our very own. Mm. And I tell you what, his football club in the spotlight for all the wrong reasons. Might need another cook from him because they came good last time. The one and only Nick Riewoldt. Rui, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I've got a good cook in me. just waiting the green light to go down and do the spray.
It would appear from the outside looking in, Nick, that everybody is suggesting that things are about to implode down there. Are you of the same opinion that St Kilda are in a really fork in the road moment?
I think implode's a really emotive word. I think that's probably an exaggeration, because there are a lot of good St Kilda people that want the best for the club. So I think it's going to be more a process that involves discussion amongst all the key stakeholders. I can't see a situation where it would get bloody, or there would be some sort of board spill or coup.
Yep.
There might be some changing of positions within the football club and the board, but the most important thing with those type of processes is to make sure you don't lose people forever. That's the last thing you ever want to see is people that have the footy club's interests at heart, you know, get really hurt and in a situation where they don't ever feel like they can sort of be a part of it. So, I think that's going to be a little bit more measured than an implosion.
Mate, the football senior coach always cops at it. The spotlight's always on the senior coach if they're not performing. Is he under pressure to keep his job end of the year, or you reckon they're going to give him another 12 months and surround him with some really good people?
Well, that's what Simon Lethlean has said publicly. So until we hear otherwise, you would assume that would be the case. And obviously there's still two games that ramifications, finals aren't on the line, but there are potential, I guess, ramifications if it goes really pear-shaped. I'm not sure whether the club would then reassess that public statement, but we can only assume that Richo's contract for next year will be honoured based on what we've heard out of the club.
Nick, do you do anything down at the footy club at the moment, or are you just doing your media stuff and stepping away?
No, I don't have a role within the football club. I do a little bit of stuff commercially, helping out with sponsors and some of the external stakeholders, but nothing really public facing or in the actual football department.
So does that interest you at all in terms of, obviously, God, with your experience and your nous that, you know, of being able and going back once the dust settles after this year and wherever it may be, that you would help out from a footy point of view? Is that any interest to you?
Coaching's not something that's on my radar at this stage. So within the actual football department, that's not something that I would at the moment really
contemplate
all that strongly. Yeah.
Hey, Nick, Port LA take on Collingwood at the MCG tomorrow. Have Port LA got any hope of beating a rampaging Pies?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely they do. And I only need to look at the opposition that they're playing. Mm. And Collingwood have got a makeshift forward line, really. When you look at some of the names up there and how we thought it would line up at the start of the year, they've got the big tall in Cox,
then it's
Ken Elliott, it's DeGoey, it's Stevenson, all of these mid-sized players. So that seems to be a model that's proving really effective in the AFL at the moment. Richmond with Jack Riewoldt, the one tall and a bunch of small. So Port Adelaide, every time I do a Port game, and I've been really lucky the last couple of weeks, I've got to do the showdown and then the heartbreaker last week against the Eagles.
Yeah.
But their forward line is chock full of talent. I know Charlie plays a really important role up there. His ability to crush the packs and mark it or bring his ground level players into the game. So they'll miss him. But I still think, you know, whether it's they send a Howard forward or Westhoff at times, if Ryder plays, just to be able to provide that bailout option. Jack Watts is a really clever player, and maybe this is exactly what he needs, just to be the main focal point in a forward line. Robbie Gray's, I think, one of the best players in the competition.
Yep.
He's a star, so your wingard can go through the forward line. And Collingwood's back line is really undermanned. They've lost a lot of personnel lately with Schoenberg going down and Howe and Dusk Orr. So the one area where Port are weakens, I think the Pies are too.
All right, it's going to be a cracking game of footy, that one, Rui. Well, and last one for you. We know you've got a little bit of ability when it comes to cricket. You're in the Fox Stable. Are you thinking of crossing over and just doing a couple of special guest stints, mate, in the box?
I went up to a launch in Sydney, a Foxtel launch for the new 4K, which is a step up from high definition. I love cricket. I've spent my whole youth playing it, and I've gotten to know Warnie reasonably well because he's a great Saints man. And the other night, Gilly was there, and Hussey, and Andrew Simon, Brett Lee, Brendan. So I was like a kid in a candy store the other night. It was absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, look, if I could potentially get involved in some way, shape, or form, that'd be good. It might be making them coffees, but
or boundary
I'd
be ride.
Willing to do it.
Still
yeah,
the
I could do that. Yeah.
With some sandpaper.
Just go down and do a net session every now and then.
That'd be great. I'd love it.
Really great to talk to you. Thanks for your insight, mate, and enjoy the weekend and good calling.
Thanks, guys.
Righto, Jars. We love blokes that do things back to back to back on this show, don't we?
Yeah, we
know
do,
that. It's almost in our DNA, the Rush Hour, back to back to back. And one man who's gone back to back to back in kicking centuries for his football club is Daniel Nobbs, otherwise known as Goalzilla.
Yep.
Wakery's Finest joins us right now. Nobbsy, welcome to the Rush Hour and congrats on your third ton in succession.
G'day, guys. How are you? Thank you. It's been come as a bit of a surprise, the third one especially.
Talk us through it. It was just a lazy 17 to get you there.
17-11 last week, Lou.
I think the 18 against Berry certainly helped start with, and then got pretty heavily tagged against Loxton, and then come out with the mindset to have to kick 9, and it was blowing a gale, and weather was terrible, and I didn't really think I would have it in me to do it, but had it on a string, and the delivery was coming down just beautifully, and everyone... Yeah, teammates were getting around me, so it was quite a good moment, I should say.
All right, now would be a great opportunity to thank those that provide the best service, the Jarman-like service. Who are they?
Oh, it'd have to be two of my good mates up there, the Franklin brothers. They're a midfield duo, and they're just, unbelievable. And then Shorey, Bevo, Funky, our captain.
Yeah, Funky,
Wouldn't go past our coach as well, Shane. It's, Shane and assistant coach Rowie.
So you've got great supply, haven't you, Big Nobbsy? What's your nickname out there? Obviously, we all know and love Big Tony Lockett in his heyday, the big plugger. What's your nickname out there as a big full forward?
Just Nobbsy. Nobbs. Yeah, at work I get the old ox.
Ox.
Oh, Lou, the big ox.
Oh, I like it. Now, ox, the big question is... There's a tiny statue of Rusciutto floating around somewhere up there that way. Surely a man who leads the Magpies and kicks ton after ton after ton is going to have to get himself a piece of rock somewhere.
Yeah, big ox.
Oh, I would hope so. Maybe I could have a mark going over Roo's shoulders as you come into the town.
Mate,
might be a bit arrogant of me to say.
No, you know where I need? I think I need it to be. It needs to be at your favourite end.
Yeah,
at the ground. Somewhere near there where you're normally jagging from, probably about 45 out, maybe next to the clubhouse bar.
It, knobby end.
Yeah, I reckon it's the town end is my favourite end. So
you've been a very powerful football club the last 3 or 4 years. I know a couple of boys that play up there. Obviously, you want to go back to back to back premierships here, Nobby. No doubt you'll get the job done. Next year, you're looking to play in the city somewhere next year.
Shut him
Maybe
down,
a Gazer football club could sit down with you and have a chat.
You can only get your petrol money if that.
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to play. I'm going to focus on trying to get a flag. This will be my second in a row. A few of the boys up there, they'll be playing in their third, fourth, fifth, some even seven. So
greed is good.
It's crazy. But, just take one step at a time, I guess. Mate.
So I'll take that as a no.
That'd probably be a no, Luke.
That'd be a no. That'd be a no to gaze up, I can tell you.
I'm waiting for Roo to throw me an offer.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, I think, just thinking alternatively to the statue, I probably would prefer the Daniel Nobbs walk. And hear me out, Nobbsy. The Daniel Nobbs walk, because what I would think happens at most home games, Nobbsy, is that the throng would travel from end to end. Whatever end you're on, that's where they would go. Would that be a fair call?
Yeah, probably is a fair call, but normally being an out-of-towner up there, I reckon it's the
the fans that not our fans, it's the opposition fans that follow me end to end to heckle me some banter down the other end.
See, because if we could get a little pathway in, and you, that's where you'll do the walk. You go up and back. Kids can ride their scooters on it and a few other things.
Skateboards.
You know, set up a little tinny cans.
Nobsy's path.
Yeah, along the side, a little hut. For halfway, you get a little refreshment, Nobsy, just on the way, because it's a fair hike some days.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Yeah.
We could do it somewhere in the city, I don't know.
Dorothy.
We could call him the Wizard of Wakeree. Wizard. Loving what you're doing, mate. Anyone who kicks 100 goals,
well played.
He's playing some great footy. 3 years in a row, congrats.
No worries. Thank you, guys, and thanks for having me on the show.
Very much appreciated, mate. Keep up the great work. Would expect double figures in the finals, otherwise we won't be calling you again. All right, mate.
Thanks, guys.
See you, boy.
Thanks, Ox.
Have a good day. Thanks. Here he is. Bye.
Wakeree's finest, Daniel Nobbs, goal-kicking machine on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Where do you got the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis at Triple M?
Jars and Louis are about to turn up the heat. On the Rush Hour, it's under the spotlight.
It's time to cast an eye over, obviously, the upcoming games, but it can also stray out of that lane, Jars.
You can go anywhere.
Be absolutely anywhere. You better kick us off with the new cherry.
Port Adelaide's Paddy Ryder needs to play four quarters of football, not come off when he feels sore. Mm. He's under the spotlight for me, Caro.
Oh, he certainly is. I'll have the spotlight on him too. That's if he plays.
Ooh. I reckon he'll play.
Stay at Port Adelaide, Jack Watts.
Wow.
JW.
He's put his hand up to play the old Chucko role.
Pony up, my friend.
Pony up, okay.
Right. Let me roll on more, and this will be very hot tonight at HQ. It's the launch of the 2019 Australian Firefighters calendar. Those boys, they're under the spotlight.
Oh, no. I saw a photo of
if you got your taser handy.
Yeah, page what, Luke?
Page 5.
Right.
Lads, just the suspenders in front of the cube.
Mm. What's their names, Luke?
Larenberg. The lads featuring... There'd be Luke, Pat, and Jed.
Which one?
Surprised you don't know them off by heart.
Which one's Mr. January?
Oh, just have a look at that. I reckon that's your domain. You stay in that lane. Go.
Can I give you another one?
Yeah.
The two winners of the $100 million Powerball jackpot that went off last night. The 20-year-old lad from Melbourne that's picked up 50.
Yeah.
He's under the spotlight, Lou.
Absolutely.
Because he'll find out who his friends are.
He'll have lots. I wonder whether he's told anyone or is he's just gone under.
20-year-old.
You jump straight on a plane and just get the hell out of here.
Go, yeah. So he's under the spotlight.
In no particular order.
Yes, Luke.
St Kilda, the football club.
I thought you have him. Yeah, done.
The Melbourne Football Club
over in
Perth.
Yep.
And Nick Robertson from the Brisbane Lions, who suggested the Suns were soft.
Yeah.
We'll find out what is under the spotlight feeling like for that young man.
Yeah, beautiful.
Wife just sent through to me a text. Probably should put yourself in there for your antics earlier this morning. Ooh. On date night.
You got 10 seconds to elaborate on that. Okay, 10 seconds.
All I'm going to say is I don't need to worry about date night tonight. No. Those regular listeners know what that means.
Yeah. Well played, Lou.
Yeah. Yourself?
No.
Under the spotlight tonight.
Thank you.
Put the lights on.
Great to have you company, Adelaide. Hour number 2 coming up, and we're going to catch up with a goal-kicking machine. From up at Mark Rusciutto Countryway, from Wakeree Magpies, a man that's brought up the ton for the third consecutive year, the Goalzilla.
Daniel Nobbs, Lulu.
Going to talk to Nobbsy and see if he's got anyone he'd like to thank for the silver service or whether he does it all by himself. Yeah. Sample are doing retro round this weekend. Great front cover of the advertiser. The boys playing along dressed up in the old garb. Looking fantastic. We're going down memory lane here. Give us another highlight, Murph.
Contentious free kick too it was to Phil Gallagher.
Fabulous, Phil.
Because it was a 10-metre kick to Gallagher, but they reckon the ball popped out. but you couldn't see it from the Desi Foster, one of the great umpires, couldn't see Lou.
Wow.
And he kicked the goal, and Sturt were the raging favourites that year, but what a game.
Gags.
There you go. Bit of retro there, Lulu, bit of memory lane stuff.
Some great tweets coming through. Chrissy Pritchard, best memory, Blighty, 16 at Woodville Oval one day against West Adelaide.
Yeah.
Paul Zorch just reeled off every premiership Port Adelaide have ever won.
He did
in his living lifetime.
Well done, Paulie.
77, 79, 80, 81, and 88, 89, 90, 92. Oh, yeah, 94, 95, 96, 98, 99.
Great footy club.
Is that Dennis Sack or Sash?
Sash.
Yeah, kicking for goal at the River Torrens end of Adelaide Oval through a cloud of black and white streamers hurled into the air by the Port Adelaide cheer squad in either 71 or 72. Jesus. Yeah, from Fat Jack.
That was great days.
Very nicely done. The Bay Disco too, on it.
So after your game.
Saturday night this weekend, if you want to go and make it a full retro.
Flare round, up too.
Get in there.
Yeah.
Put some heels on.
You'd be
pumps.
A chance tomorrow, you blokes, the Bays. You got the
Well, you're just playing along. Just keep going on.
If you win tomorrow, are you finals?
No. Yeah, we're still in the hunt though. We'll play Sturt, the final home and away game. And it requires South to continue to lose.
Right you
are. And they've got a tough draw. Can I turn our attention to something that it was very much part of our youth?
Yes.
And that's the old BMX. Cue the BMX Bandits sting, please.
BMX Bandits. They're wild in the streets in a high-flying ride to adventure. It's thrills and spills, fast and furious fun. It's a real blast.
Probably hasn't aged that well, that one, has it?
I read the voice.
The reason we bring it up is the 2018 BMX Australia National Series is to be held at the Cross Keys BMX Club here in town.
Nice.
And it's this weekend. The club's one of seven to have been awarded hosting duties for the top tier of the Australian BMX Series. So you're seeing some of the best in the country come to town.
Nice.
To just get down the gate, down the ramp, and just go berserk. South Terrace Paraka this Saturday and Sunday. Racing starts at 3:30 on the Saturday, and the finals are from 10:15 on a Sunday. Well, so Cross Keys, get out and check it out if you love your BMX, and who doesn't? Let's face it. Must win game for Port Adelaide this weekend. If you've missed the teams, we'll go through that. Talk about whether they can get the job done against Collingwood. Might have a look at Lotto as well. Man. Clearly, we didn't win it. We're still here, family. In the Lotto list.
And like
Jars said, just a bit of fun and frivolity for a Friday. Kick it into gear.
That's us, Lou.
Yep.
It's the Rush Hour. Triple M. Triple M rocks football. 6 o'clock tonight at the Huddle. And straight after that, at the MCG, it's Richmond and Essendon. Right now, though, Charles and Louis with the Rush Hour at Triple M.
Round 22 kicks off tonight. Triple M rocking footy from 6 o'clock at the Triple MCG. Jars, Essendon taking on Richmond. Richmond with a couple out, but no Orazio Fantasia. It's probably just tempered my desires or my love of Essendon maybe causing an upset there. Mm-hmm. So, but should be a cracking game of footy. Port Adelaide's team is in.
Yep.
They named Ryder, Pollock, and Houston despite hip, hamstring, and neck.
Yep.
Are you surprised that they didn't go with Sam Powell-Pepper? Rested him last week. Didn't play any footy.
So he's not injured, is he?
No. Well, we don't think he is.
He's not injured, Lou.
Kenny admitted as much at the end of last week's presser that it's probably more a rest than anything because his form had been off.
Yep.
He's not an emergency.
He's named in the Sandful side against Centrals on Sunday. All right.
Because back in for Port Adelaide came Jack Hompsch and Riley Bono for obviously Charlie Dixon and with that ankle. And Tommy Cleary's got a hot spot in his foot, which is not great.
No.
And they named, as I said, they named Ryder with that hip, Pollock with a hamstring, and Houston with the neck.
Yep.
Billy Frampton's an emergency as well. That's the
young
ruckman.
Don't know why they haven't played him, mate.
So
I'd give him a go. But, yeah, they're going a bit banged up, aren't they, Port Adelaide, against...
Like Nick Riewoldt said in the first hour, Collingwood have got their own battles.
Yeah, they have.
And their own demons with in terms of key defenders and a few bits and pieces. They're playing. They're using the depth of their squad as well at the moment.
Yeah.
So, and they're unchanged this week.
Varco 200th game.
Yeah. And Port Adelaide play pretty well normally at the MCG. So, I think what a game of footy though. What a momentous game.
Yep.
For a season and. Mm. You'd hate to think or see them lose this one and then have to try and beat Essendon last game to scrape themselves in, given the spot they were in five weeks ago, where they were all but sewn up a top four.
Yeah, no, I don't think Port can do this, I think Collingwood will get the job because it's in the MCG. It's their home deck. And they're playing some good pressure footy, Collingwood.
They certainly don't travel, do they? Well, fingers crossed there. But, yeah, and hopefully that Paddy Ryder plays, hopefully Jared Pollock plays, and hopefully Dan Houston all play in that team. Crows team will be finalised. It's a squad at the moment. Knight, Kelly, Seedsman, Himmelberg and McGovern all brought in. Tex obviously out with that suspension.
Yeah.
When that comes through, we'll give you the final squad.
I'm led to believe Seeds will play.
Yep.
But I'm not quite sure about Riley Knight, who I'm a big fan of, and he's a barometer for that footy club when he's playing.
Yeah, he certainly is. He's probably the most unsociable out of all of your players on the Lovely Boys team.
So that's interesting. Yeah.
Speaking of the Lovely Boys,
absolutely.
Week's a long time in footy. It's an old saying, and being retro around, probably an apt saying. Eddie Betts last week on Nova Entertainment when quizzed about the hot topic of the week, and that was, should the AFL outlaw punching in the game, said this.
Nah, shouldn't be. I mean, that's part of footy. But, you know, it kind of puts them off their game. As long as you're not wanting to hit them in the head, and Gaff obviously wasn't trying to hit Brayshaw in the head. So, yeah, it's part of the game, and that's what backmen do. You know, they play on their forwards and they stand up, come behind them. They give them little cheap punches in the back, and it kind of, you know, makes you think, you know, where is these punches coming from in the next contest? You got to worry about the guy punching you again. So I think that's the backman's job, trying to put you off your game.
So they're part of the game.
Eddie said that. When I drive to school in the mornings with the kids, they like to listen to the other radio station, Nova Entertainment, and I heard this morning.
I think it was taken way out of proportion. You know, I honestly don't want punching. People think that I want punching in the game. That's not correct. I don't want people to go out there and punch people, because I got a little boy. I got two little boys that, you know, they'll go to school, and if they say, dads think it's right to punch, then I can punch.
Yeah.
But no, that's incorrect.
Geez, he's backflipped, Ed.
I think he's...
did he get tapped?
He's a bit out of nick, both on and off the field at the moment, I think. I think it's time that we, obviously, you know, we probably place a call on that, and I suggest it would be. Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
You know what?
No,
it's wrong. Bull.
Bullshit.
It's amazing when you plan things in the breaks and that just doesn't quite come to fruition.
Well, you can't focus. Get out.
I said Eddie's probably a little bit off, both on and off the field.
You
I
did
think.
Say that, Luke.
I'd throw Murph into that category. Yeah. As well. Sean Craig Murphy.
Yeah. Just daydreaming, mate. That's what he was doing, daydreaming.
Do you think this show needs a runner?
I think this show needs a good clean out.
Do we need a runner to actually send messages? I know we only sit a metre and a half apart, but do we need to officially...
Maybe we do.
Maybe get on the phone and say, Murph, for the upcoming break,
ring him.
I need those two grabs of Eddie Betts and also the Matthew McConaughey.
The little sting.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
honestly, Sean.
It's akin to being asleep at the wheel, and we all know how dangerous that is.
That's very
when you're
dangerous.
Driving this ship and you're trying to birth that baby.
And this is an elite ship too.
You know, right now we've taken out three jetties and two docks.
Yes, haven't we?
In our big Queen
Come
Mary
on,
at the moment.
You've just
Earth to Murph.
A great
Hello?
Segment.
Are you there?
You're daydreaming, mate.
All right, let's see if we can't just lift it a bit for the remainder of the hour.
Honestly. That's poor.
It's the rush hour with Jars and Louis.
And just Jars and Louis.
Yeah, coming from you. Triple M.
Sadly, no one from the Triple M family won the $100 million Powerball. Yesterday, we were giving everybody who got on air right throughout the workday a ticket in the big draw last night, Jars, but it went to just two individuals, one from Victoria, 20-year-old.
Yeah, 20-year-old lad,
And I forget where the other one went, but certainly not here in South Australia and certainly not in this studio. But it sort of begged the question because we spoke about it.
Yeah, we did.
And we played our lotto list.
Yeah.
Who's on and who's off. And surprisingly, you named a particular individual or picked a favourite child by saying this.
I'll probably make a contribution to Big Source Jacobs.
The Big Source.
Yeah. Jeez. Give him a mill for the farm.
Yep.
All right. Because they're doing it tough.
Yeah.
Right, so Big Sammy. Yeah.
So which, as I said then, it's almost like picking your favourite child. Now you've got three.
Yep.
And you've got a Jarman Top Gun Academy, which is just littered with talented young kids. Mm-hmm. The Crouch Boys.
Actually,
is it still even up and running?
I've it is.
A lot of it.
We're going to review it end of the year.
Just Source. How do you think Tex will receive that news?
He wasn't. He heard it. Yeah. He was filthy.
Sloaney?
Told me to get
Rory Booty Call Sloane?
Yeah. Look, it's caused some issues down there.
I would imagine.
I spoke to the big boy today.
Yeah.
He was very grateful if I did win it.
He
knew there was $1 million coming his way.
He was very grateful, slightly embarrassed, as to be identified as the favourite love child of Andrew Deuce the Gift Jarman.
It's a valid point. It's valid.
I mean, don't get me wrong, hard in the right spot.
Yeah.
For the farm and everything else. Mm-hmm, but the idea that you, especially at this time of year, would polarise your group by picking an individual and anointing, you know, the favourite son, or as the saying goes, the son of Jars, the Soj.
Now, I rang Brady Crouch today, morning.
Who's had a bad, tough year but with injury.
He always rings me straight back.
Yeah.
I've had no reply.
Fresh head.
I've had no reply, Lou.
I don't blame the kid. I mean,
it's not bad enough to
have injuries and not be around the club and, you know, your brother going from strength to strength thing. And then the one bloke you think you can rely on, your mentor, goes out and says, hypothetically, if I win $100 million, I'm going to dip two to the big ruckman, big source, who really is only by default in your stable anyhow, because you played in an area where the big bloke was. And I think, and I'm paraphrasing here, but the big dumb bastards have got to hit it down somewhere. I might as well clean up their work. Is that right?
Yeah.
And I make them look good.
Source said to me, if you did give me a couple of mil, can I give a contribution to the Red Barons? And I took offence to that. I said, no.
I mean, they've got their own charity, those guys. It's not starting with us. I mean, what we do...
Is Lairdy in that Red Baron group? Is he a ringer?
He don't want to be there.
Are you allowed to say that?
No.
No, you're not. No. I've just dumped you, though. It's okay.
Yeah. The last three things you've just said on air haven't gone to... how was the reception for, I didn't get the grab, but for those who missed the chat yesterday, he failed to nominate the love of his life.
Yeah.
His lovely wife, Marion. Did she bring it up in discussion at all last night?
I had to go and get cheeky Greek for din-dins.
That's charity as well, because you get that for free. The front bar was on again last night, Jazz, one of our favourite shows.
Very funny.
Have to share, if you didn't see it, laughing out loud at home, former Fitzroy player Michael Reeves, he was on as a guest on the bar, had a very unique situation. I'll let him and the boys take it from here.
A big day for Michael Reeves today. As well as taking his place in the Fitzroy lineup, he'll be jumping into the Channel 7 helicopter at the conclusion of the game and heading off for his wedding at 6 o'clock.
What could go wrong?
Why are you getting married on preliminary final day, Michael?
We both decided that we'd like to get married at Montalvade out in Eltham, where we're beautiful. The only day they had in the next 18 months was on preliminary final day, and I went to Parko on Thursday,
David Parkin.
He said, look, this is the situation. He said, well, mate, we're not going too well at the moment. We lost the last four. We're going to have to win four out of the next five to even get to the finals, and that's 3 weeks in. Like, I think you're pretty safe. Go and book it.
Right. Even your coach gave up on the season. Like we said, it's preliminary final day. Michael's getting married that night. And have a look at your first piece of play. You've run on the ground. What could go wrong? You ran into Dipper. That was what could go wrong.
What happened at the end of the game?
I don't remember.
So you you literally have no memory of the night.
Now, look, I do have little bits of memory, I think. Although I do wake up sometimes, so I don't remember marrying you.
So there was Michael Reeves on the front bar last night. And that bit of play, it comes straight off the bench where he sat there, gets a handball out there, I think, from Roosie.
Yeah.
He runs towards the footy and Dipper comes up and meets him hip and shoulder and elbow and knocks him clean out.
No way.
Straight away.
Gone.
And had to go to his wedding that night.
Wow. Wow. No concussion test.
And the concussion test was, and it's not in that package, was he was lying on there on the table inside the bows of VFL Park.
Yeah, yeah.
And the doctor said to him, he goes, right, do you know where you are? He said, yeah, VFL Park. He goes, good. All right. He goes, do you know who you're playing? He goes, Carlton. He goes, no, try again. He goes, Essendon. He goes, no, try again. He goes, Hawthorn. He goes, yep, you're right now. Go back up.
It's the Rush Sandwich, Arsene Louis at Triple M.